Cam FM 97.2. May bumps.
M5.
And they're away nice and cleanly. Selwyn, who have fallen two places already this bumps campaign, are away. They're rowing, it must be said, in sort of caterpillarish form. The stroke sort of propagating down the boat rather than a nice clean stroke. So Queens are gaining very quickly on them. They've probably pulled back about 2 feet, 3 feet now as we see it. They're probably within a length as they push up towards the first bend at first post. Churchill also rowing nicely, pushing in on Queens. So it'll be an interesting boat sandwich at the top between Queens, Selwyn and Churchill. Further back, boats have managed to remain more on station down through the list. We have Jesus and Pembroke, who are still on station, as are Tit Hall following them. But I think the real action is happening down with Keys, again pushing very strongly on Homerton. They're pushing in, they're giving it everything. They've got camera on top. They've got overlap now. They're pushing on Homerton. The Keys destroyer is absolutely motoring. We've just about got physical contact here. The cops has widely decided to hold it up and concede as Keys, with so much boat speed, just rammed right into the back of that Homerton crew. Also, Lady Margaret has bumped Darwin early on, got off to a flyer and cut on the inside channel there. What are we seeing at first post?
Thank you, Sam. Can Pete see anything at first post corner? Has Selwyn made it around the corner, Pete?
So Selwyn, Queens and Churchill all passed me and they're all within about a length of each other, so they should be coming your way soon, champ. Soon, Juan. I then had Christ and Jesus who have also gone past. There's been no actual bumps on the first post corner. I wonder
back
if the first
Shem.
Folks are starting to come. Okay, back to Shem.
Yeah, we've just seen first and third bump. Lady Margaret, 150 metres down from the Newnham Bridge. Again, good start. Lady Margaret was just struggling to get real work on in the water, and that allowed first and third to capitalise. We have Hughes Hall, who are rowing pretty clear of the chasing Jesus boat, but Jesus is being pushed hard by Claire. They clearly aren't keen on maintaining their position as the lowest ranked boat in bumps. They're pushing nicely, probably pulled back about a foot or two, although now Jesus are finding a better rhythm. That's better from Jesus, starting to push through as they come up the ditch channel towards first post. I think this is one that's going to play out over a considerable distance, this battle between Claire and Jesus. Pete, how are you seeing boats come around the corner at first post?
So I've seen Robinson M3 comfortably, well, they're about probably 5 or 6 lengths behind Claire M4, so that's looking like a bit of a tough race. They're already looking a bit laboured. I can now see Hughes M3, who have, they've probably got about 5 or 6 lengths again on Jesus, but Claire are closing wildly. They're probably within a length now. This is very much exciting. Grant upon at Crafty Corner.
Hi,
so, Juan.
Yeah, just a few things to cover up. We've got quite a few bumps that have been happening in that very exciting commentary. So, Shem predicted a very tight battle at the top of the division. We indeed have had Selwyn being bumped by Queens, and we've also had Churchill being bumped by Christ. So, two bumps right at the top of the division, and I think we're going to go to Molly, who might have seen something else.
Well, Juan, I can't see much happening at the moment apart from a very chilled-looking Pembroke M4 rowing up past the plough right now in a very nice rhythm. Obviously, not too wide. I'm wondering what's happened with Jesus M4. I can't see them coming up the river. So, Juan, back down to you. I think there might be a little more action.
Yes, I'm still trying to figure out what happened to Jesus, actually, because
yeah,
I saw Pembroke real fast. Yes, but something happened to Jesus, but I'm not entirely sure what. Shem, you might have more of an idea.
Yeah, so I think what's happened is we've had, in the middle of the division, we've had two sets of bumps. So Keys bumping Homerton and Lady Margaret bumping Darwin, both very early. That took out a big chunk of the middle of the division, which spread out the boats quite a bit. Then further down we had the third bumping Lady Margaret. All of these bumps very, very early on in the race. There's a huge speed differential between some of these crews as the cream of the division continues to rise. I mean, if you look at it, Lady Margaret M5 now just one bump away from Blades, as are Keys with that performance. Same with first and third. They've got some very strong crews down here who are causing a lot of bumps to happen early and really spreading out the division down here.
Thanks, Jen. Yeah, just seeing the last few boats go past the GSM5 and Clara 5, about a boat length, boat length in between them, so I wouldn't expect there to be a bump there, and I think with that, all the boats have passed me. So, Molly, what can you see up at the distance?
So, right, here I am on Ditton Corner, and I have just got Claire M5 rowing past me. Very nice. They're in a good rhythm. They're not going to be catching the boat in front of them, which was Tit Hall M3, and in front of that was Pembroke M4. I don't think we'll have a bump between Tit Hall M3 and Pembroke M4, because there were quite a few lengths in between them, but that is one to watch up. I'll run up to the reach and have a look in a second. We've got a very exciting down here. Hughes Hall trying to bump Robinson. So Hughes Hall M3 going for the over bump on Robinson M3, and we've got overlap by Hughes Hall. This is very exciting. They are going for the over bump. Hughes Hall M3, a lot of whistles, and Robinson are looking very knackered, but they're keeping going. We're going to have a bump. Oh, Cox has just conceded. So that is an over bump of Hughes Hall M3 on Robinson M3. Very exciting over bump there, just round Ditton Corner. So that was a solid over bump. We've got Jesus M5 rowing up nicely, followed by Claire M5, which there's a few lengths in between, but if Claire M5 really push through, they could catch up with Jesus here. That'll be one that will be happening further up the reef, possibly one to pick up on results. But Claire don't look like they're trying to push too hard for it. Oh no, they've gone into a burst. They've gone into a burst of 10. So we might have something happening between Claire M5 and Jesus M5 further up. But that is all of the boats that have not bumped rowing past. So we will find out the official results in a second. But for now, the bumps that I can confirm due to our watching is Queen's M4 bumping Selwyn M3, Christ's M3 bumping Churchill M3, Jesus M4, I'm confused what happened there. We're going to find that out in a minute. But we think that Pembroke M4 rode over, Tit Hall M3 rode over, Keys M4 managed to get Homerton M3 very early on, Lady Margaret M5 bumped Darwin M3, so Lady Margaret M5 on four blades, doing very well. Claire M4, I just saw row past. Robinson M3 were over-bumped by Hughes Hall M3, and that was because first and third M5 managed to bump Maggie M4 at the start. Claire M5 and Jesus M5 have just rowed past. They've got a few lengths in between them. They might get a bump. I will confirm later on. So back to the studio. Thank you, Rahul.
Hey Molly, thank you very much for that. Just wanted to have a quick confirmation, if you can just hold the line a second, at the top of that division. Obviously got a mysteriously missing Jesus M4 boat, and we were just wondering from a couple of things we've heard from the plough whether happened is that Selwyn rode over at the top, Churchill bumped Queens, and Jesus bumped Christ's. We're wondering if anyone down the course might be able to confirm that.
Yeah, Rahul?
Yes, there's one here at Grassy. I can confirm that it was Queens that actually did bump. It seems are just next to me wearing foliage, so they definitely did bump Selwyn.
Okay.
Yeah, Tisham?
Tisham?
Yeah, just quickly. I don't know how we've missed this, but first and third, when they put in a very hard bump on Lady Margaret, there, I'm just counting back, Devon Steed has broken his blade. In some way, so that they're rowing back with only seven men stroking. The Cox is holding the blade aloft as a victor's trophy as they row back upstream. So that's an interesting development which occurred there. Back to you in studio.